Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
So, first day is behind you, first day of a new year, and I'm sure it has been like none other, but how was that first day?
It was awesome to have kids in school. Now, it was sort of the first day for only half our kids, so half of them came today, the other half will come tomorrow. Uh-huh. We divided them up to allow us to have a little bit more time to practice our health and safety procedures that we're using now and to try and maintain as much social distancing these first couple of weeks and get some things in place. You know, having 1,500 kids all show up the first day of school would have been a little bit more difficult to make sure everybody was doing the right thing. But it was really, really good to see kids in school.
That's the hybrid schedule that you've talked about. So you have kids basically going Monday and Wednesday and then kids going Tuesday and Thursday.
Yes, there's something along those lines. Now, you know, with us starting on Tuesday, this week was a little bit messed up for some of those campuses, but that's how it will be next week, yes, sir.
I see. Is that just for the first 2 weeks?
As of right now, it's for the first 2 weeks. Monday night, we'll have a board meeting, and the board will look at all the information we have and look at how things are going, and they'll make a determination on whether or not they want to continue it. The board could continue it for up to the first 8 weeks of school. Mm-hmm. After that, the state requires us to return to regular school.
I see. Now, is there an option for kids to just have classes online?
Every student or every parent will have the option at any point this year to put their school at home all online for all at-home learning. Now, they can't just send them straight back to school. We're going to try and make it at every 9 weeks kids can return to a regular school setting if they want to. We just can't have them flipping back and forth all the time because we have to make so many plans to class sizes for who's in what classroom, you know, scheduling, all that kind of stuff. We just don't have the flexibility to change every day. So they can take them home at any point, but they can only return them to a regular brick-and-mortar school at the 9 weeks.
I see. What could you estimate how many students are just opting for online classes here at the beginning of the school year?
The number we had before the last board meeting was 15%. Right now it looks like it's right at 19%.
I see. Okay, so not quite 20%.
Not quite 20%, which is in line with a lot of the districts around us. I've seen all the districts around us anywhere from 5% to 41%.
Wow. So it's all over the map there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD superintendent. Did the kids do a pretty good job of wearing their masks and maintaining the proper social distancing and so on?
Every campus I was on, every kid had a mask on. It was impressive. I think, you know, a lot of them have had a month or two to sort of get used to it. You know, they've had to have it if they went to a restaurant or if they went shopping or anything else. So it's not unusual for them. But yeah, every kid that I saw up there had one on.
Wow. And of course it helps when, I don't know about you, Charlie, when I went to school at that age, elementary school, really all the way through high school, we didn't have air conditioning. So it would be much more difficult in an un-air-conditioned setting. But, of course, it's air-conditioned, so it's not so unpleasant.
You're exactly right. If we didn't have AC, I don't know how you could do it.
Are you fairly satisfied, I'm sure more than fairly satisfied, that the safety is good for the children and the teachers coming back?
I was really impressed with how our staff did and with how our students did. There's also a lot of new research, and just one of the things I read today came from Britain was talking about how unlikely the chance of passing from a child to an adult is. So a lot of that research coming out is also helping to support a lot of the things that we're doing. We're still trying to be as careful as we can, but it's about trying to balance safety but also the educational needs of all of our students.
Have you had any teachers who've decided not to come back because of this?
No, sir, not this time. I know some other districts have, and I know some other districts just had some teachers retire early at the end of last year, so they had a little bit more of a warning. But at this point, we have not had any staff that have just decided to shut down, or at least for this reason that I know of.
Right, right. I was looking on your website, and this is related only in a kind of tangential way, but there's something called Parent Square that you all have started. What's that about?
It's a way to give our parents in our schools a better avenue to communicate with each other. It's also a way that ties into a lot of the technology that we're doing all online. So it does a lot of different things for us. But the biggest piece of it for us right now is just being able to communicate more effectively.
Mm-hmm.
We've sent out tons of emails, information with students, all that kind of stuff to the parents so that they can sign up for it. That way, if they have a kid, say, in third grade at A.C. Williams and another kid in ninth grade at the high school, they will get the information from those two campuses and not get information from all four campuses. So we're just trying to tailor it, because if we have people just sign up for a district-wide thing that's every time and we always do it district-wide, then they start getting so many of those notifications that they stop reading them.
Right.
So we're trying to get it to where it's stuff that really pertains to them.
I see. And I suppose that is that's kind of a proprietary thing that a lot of districts are using.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Parent Square is what it's called. All right, we're almost out of time, but I see volleyball had a game on Tuesday, so they're up and running.
Everybody's trying to get going. Yes, sir. Now, with everything else happening around, we're still wondering whether or not we're going to have extracurricular activities and honestly, how long we're going to have school for. But we're just having to sort of take it one week at a time and do the best that we can.
Just have to hang loose, as they used to say.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.